Fellas, are your orgasms leaving both you and your partner unsatisfied and underwhelmed? Do you ever wish you could come like a porn star? Like, we're talking, I'll change the sheets while you go take a shower coming. Look no further than Load Boost. Load Boost is a supplement for men's sexual health that, among other things, increases semen volume, orgasm intensity, and increases ejaculation power, while also just generally making orgasms feel better for men. Aside from helping you empty your clip like Rambo in the jungle, Load Boost's premium blend of active ingredients is formulated to improve prostate health and function. You can try Load Boost today risk-free by going to www.loadboost.com and using the promo code BASEMENT10 to get 10% off your entire order at checkout. And don't forget, every purchase you make helps us fund this show as well. So think about it. You get to help our show and flood your gates like never before. Once again, go to www.loadboost.com and use the promo code BASEMENT10 to get 10% off your order at checkout. Thanks for listening and have a happy ending.
So I'm reading Green Eggs and Ham to my kid.
Not how I thought this was going to go, but right. Go ahead.
All right. I'm reading Green Eggs and Ham to my son, and I realized, I was like, holy shit, this entire book's about no means no. Think about
Walk it. Me through this.
You don't get it.
I haven't read Green Eggs and Ham.
Keeps on asking him to eat green eggs and ham. And he keeps on going, no, I wouldn't eat them in with a box. Right. Wouldn't eat them in a house. Wouldn't eat them with a mouse.
Oh shit! Holy shit! Welcome to the Basement Lounge. Grab a chair, grab a drink, and settle in. Let's have some fun.
I guess kind of the hot topic right now is the whole Joe Rogan Spotify thing.
Well, the N-word, like...
And all that, too.
Once that came up, I was like, yeah, he's a comic from Boston.
Of course he has. Like, that's not surprising.
Why is this even surprising to anybody?
I know. I was telling a buddy of mine yesterday. For those who don't know, like, the whole thing going on is that... If you don't know at this point, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. People are calling for Joe Rogan to be taken off Spotify because he does a lot of his... COVID and vaccination stuff, and who was it that pulled his music?
Neil Young
pulled his music off in protest. A bunch of others have done the same. It's kind of also drugging up a bunch of old wounds people have with Spotify as a business to begin with. A lot of bands are like,
fuck everybody.
All That Remains, one of the biggest metal bands in the fucking country, like, they're like, we make like 0.07 cents per play. And it only counts after 30 seconds of play. So I shared an article today. Some band released an album of 1,000 30-second songs.
That's so funny.
And then Dusty was telling me there was one back in like 2015. Some band released an album of utter silence. and it made like millions.
That's so funny.
Because people fucking hate Spotify. But yeah, so all this shit with him going on. And then the N-word thing came up where, and I don't know, I forget what the whole story is on that. But it was like on an episode of his show or something. And he was... dropping the N-word, and it's just... but I told a buddy of mine, I was like, I don't think people are actually really... People are calling it cancel culture. I don't think this is so much cancel culture as it is people hate Joe Rogan and are seeing this as an opportunity to... Oh, we can fuck Joe Rogan? Okay.
Yeah, there's just people. I think it's like, I posted a joke about it. I was like, it's pronounced Joe Rogan, hard R. And somebody like kind of went on me or something like that. That's, I was like, I'm funny. Not condoning what he said.
Right.
I was like, I'm not condoning what he said. He's a comic from Boston that said the N-word. Yeah, makes sense.
Sounds about
Secondly,
right.
Secondly, I was like, I know you don't like him. I think he's a great interviewer.
Yeah.
I like how he interviews people. But doesn't mean like, I've never liked any of his stand-up.
Yeah.
Never found any of his stand-up funny. But like when he interviews somebody like, I'm interested in, like, I'll listen to it because it's actually a good interview.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not condoning what he's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've listened to like his stance on like the vaccines and stuff like that. And I'm like, this is fucking stupid shit.
Where I think part where people are also getting pissed off at Spotify is because, so he's exclusive to Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah.
They paid him like six figures to play his show. Like, full disclosure, our show is on Spotify.
Yeah.
Now, it's not hard to get a podcast on Spotify. You create your podcast, you send them the RSS feed, and they, bloop, it's on Spotify. It's not hard. Joe Rogan's case is unique because his show's only on Spotify. It's essentially sponsored distributed exclusively by Spotify.
And for a while, he didn't want to be. He had actually talked about a show before. Like, a lot of people have reached out to him about buying his show. Mm-hmm. But I think they just came out with like a number he never thought.
It was like $500,000, wasn't it? It was six figures.
Million.
Was it million? I thought it was 500,000.
For a show?
For his show, yeah.
No, he makes a buku amount of money.
No, not what he makes. I think what Spotify off paid him for the exclusiveness. Let me pull it up.
His contract's ridiculous for that. And they were like, he was like, all right. They basically said he'd have all creative rights still to his show and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it was just his show's only on Spotify.
So the thing is, because he's actually gone on, if you've actually listened to him, like, he'll go on like and talk to like other, he'll give podcasters like advice in the sense of like, or just like comedians, for example.
Yeah.
People was like, don't sell your shit, because what's happening is you could get fucked in the long run.
Yeah.
Type thing. And like, he's just kind of like, they gave him a deal to where like he wasn't going to get fucked on anything pretty much.
Yeah. It was because that's kind of the fear a lot of people have, like, because like now Facebook has a podcast platform, but with Facebook and with a lot of podcast sites, you've got to be careful, because a lot of them will say like they have, you know, creative license of your content. That's why this show is not on the Facebook podcast platform, because then Facebook gets full creative use of anything we produce.
Yeah, and like he's like preached that so many times, like on his show. He's like, if you do anything, like, make sure you have every creative aspect, because, like, they will fuck you. He's like, I've been in this business long enough. I've seen great comics, great podcasts get fucked for their content because they did a stupid thing because they wanted a little bit of money at the time.
$100 million. Yeah, so crazy. Yeah. They paid him $100 million for the show. I don't know why I thought it was $500,000. Well, that's why. So our show is hosted on a site called Sounder FM, which is, it's just a, There's like 1,000 podcast hosting sites out there. This is just one of the bigger ones. We used to be on Anchor, which if you've listened to a podcast made anytime in the last 5 years, it was probably on Anchor, because Anchor was a free, completely automated. You uploaded the show and it did everything else for you, and it was great. Well, I took the show off Anchor because Anchor's owned by Spotify. Mm. And when that came out, that it was owned by Spotify, and people took a deeper look into their terms of use and all that, it's basically, your show's fucking owned by Anchor. And I was like, well, now it's not, because I'm taking it the fuck off. And Sounder doesn't pull any of that bullshit. I was real particular about who I moved the show over to. But like I said, in the difference with Joe Rogan, it's they were like, here's a check. Just be on our platform now.
And
only ours.
All creative rights to it.
Yeah. Because they made a similar deal with like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, they did.
So she could produce a true crime podcast. Because when I think Kim Kardashian, you know, yeah.
OJ.
it's weird. And I know a lot of people, like, I'm kind of neutral on if Spotify wants to pay him to have their show, I could give a fuck about that. But I got where some people were coming from, where it's like, you know, there's thousands of independent podcasts out there trying to just fucking, you know, make their way, and then here's Spotify just throwing money at celebrities to just kind of dilute the waters even more.
Oh, yeah, just because they know that for the time being they'll make money out. But, like, that's a bullshit thing about Spotify is, like, they fuck over so many people.
Yeah.
I mean, I see so many people do stuff for, like, do comedy albums for them or, like, other things. Like, they release their comedy album. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah. What a lot of them fall down to is, like, because a lot of bands who are trying to get their music out there will go through distribution companies like CD Baby, who will just, you just upload the content, and they will automatically get it onto Apple Music and Spotify, because getting your music on there is harder than getting your podcast on there. It's kind of just a package deal. And that's kind of why I think a lot of bands do it, because there's just no other way to fucking get your music out there these days. But a lot of them don't look into, because when you're independent enough, you know you're not going to be making money off your music anyway. You're just trying to get it out there.
Yeah, so somebody can catch on to it.
But you've got major, like I said, huge platinum-selling artists and bands out there who are, I mean, to whether or not you're a Taylor Swift fan, everybody knows the war she's had with the music industry, especially when it comes to streaming music and stuff like that. That's why you can't get Taylor Swift stuff on Spotify, but you can get it on Apple Music. That's why she backed Apple Music hard. because she saw how their business model and how what they were going to do as far as paying artists versus Spotify, and was like, yeah, this one makes too much fucking sense. Plus, Apple's been in that game longer than fucking anybody, except maybe Napster, but nobody uses fucking Napster anymore.
Napster, I just feels like also does porn on the side. That's like
they have to.
That's what I feel. They
fucking have to. Yeah, I remember when Napster came back and they tried to go legit, but it was like you had to pay like $20 a month for a membership and pay for the songs.
Yeah,
I'm like, no.
There's but how they got so fucked though. Like,
yeah,
they probably needed the money. So
they well, of course they did, because they gave all their money to Metallica. So,
God, Napster, the good old days of piracy.
People give Metallica a lot of shit for that, and I'm like, I mean, I get it. I'm in the middle of putting out music, and people are getting it before it's done, and we're not getting paid for it. Yeah. Fucking don't do that.
But weren't they making like, I think I got some type of cold right now. In fact, my kid had a cold.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Got the Rona.
No, it's not the Rona.
Got the Rona.
I actually tested myself.
Yeah. Did you get your free tests?
No, I bought some tests. I just wasn't feeling good. And I was like, oh, then.
Better safe than sorry, man.
Honestly, it could just be just congestion and shit.
It's that time of year, and it's starting to warm up again. So.
Yeah, but like the Metallica thing, like most bands make their money at their concerts anyways.
Oh yeah, no. Any musician who's like professional will tell you they don't make money through music sales. Because when you look at like the, especially like, so you look like a let's say an album is made for $100. I know, but just bear, it's an easy number to work with. So if an album is made for $100, they've got to pay all the producers, all the artists, all the everybody who had anything to do with the business behind that album getting made, and then the musicians just kind of get whatever the fuck's left over. That's why tickets are so expensive. That's why when you buy merch is so fucking expensive now. You know, I went to see Slipknot last year, and the little knit hat that I bought was $25. You know, but that's how they make their fucking money. That's why bands and artists spend so much time on the road these days, too.
Yeah. Fucking...
Yeah, it's not great. It's kind of why I got out of it. It's just the more time you spend looking at the music business, the more you just kind of fucking hate it, unless you're a soulless prick.
But the thing is, like, I always thought about as a comedian, if I ever did an album, it's a goal of mine, I would not charge for it.
Yeah.
I would just give it out for free.
There's a lot of, there's a site called Bandcamp, which is like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, and they're great. If you're looking for like good independent music, that's a great one to go through. A lot of comedians put their albums up on there.
I think it's like, I wouldn't like people like always throw their album like on like Apple Music or whatever. Mm-hmm. I would want to give it out for free.
I get you.
That's how I am, I guess. I don't know. I see no rhyme or reason.
As opposed to like there's this musician that goes to the Barrel House, and he's very good. Like, he's very talented. I get excited every time he's playing. But he's always there trying to sell his vinyls at the Barrel House on Thursday.
Oh, really?
For, like, $40 a piece. And I'm like, nobody... No, dude, it's not happening. No. It's not the right place. No one here's
going to... What right do I have to, like... You don't know who... Why am I going to charge you for my jokes?
Right.
I mean, like, just to listen. Like, fine. If I can pay to see me, but whatever. Like,
yeah. I'll
charge you for that.
I'd rather, because a lot of comics have started putting their comedy specials up on like YouTube and stuff, mm-hmm. rather than trying to, especially like the lower level guys, because they're like, whatever, fuck it, it's free, it's just there, and it's, if anybody's like, how do I get it? Here's a link.
Because I mean, you can be a great comic, but nobody's seen you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like, or like you can kind of like Mark Norman. Blah, 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 blah. What Mark Norman did was like nobody wanted to buy a special out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's put on YouTube, and it's a fucking great special.
Yeah.
Sam Morrell.
Sam Morrell, yeah.
Nobody wanted to buy his, like, nobody, Netflix, nobody wanted it. Put him on fucking YouTube. It was, like, this is during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, he filmed it right before COVID.
Yeah.
And then it came out during COVID, and, like, it was probably the best special I've seen in a long ass time. Like,
Sam Morrell's so fucking funny. Pick
this up?
He's so fucking funny. Isn't he dating Taylor Tomlinson?
They were for a while. I don't know if they still are.
I know they were, but that just cracked me the fuck up. Yeah, no, his special was so fucking funny. He, like, I most of what I follow on TikTok nowadays is cooking and stand-up. And his are always just left and right, just some of the funniest shit.
Yeah, he's so funny.
I was laying in bed last night playing one, and I fucking laughed out loud in my house just by myself.
But he's like... He only does, like, he only does like funny bones and stuff like that. It's not like, and he's so fucking good, but like Netflix wouldn't even give him a special. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I've seen Netflix give really bad comic specials.
Yeah, me too.
I think what happened, here's the fucked up thing. I think what happened was too, is like Norman did his.
Yeah.
And so then Netflix was like, okay, we'll give you that half hour like thing after that. Cause they realized they kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Well, it's like Mark Ellis. I went to his special taping in 2019 in Chicago. When I was with the, spent that weekend in Chicago. And he had like some deal with, it was either Netflix or Amazon Prime, and it completely fell the fuck apart. So he just said, fuck it, and just put it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it crushed numbers wise. It was, you can see me in it, by the way, folks. It's see a fat guy in a blazer and a Batman t-shirt. It's me.
Boom.
Yeah. Cause that's what I want you to take away from somebody else's comedy special. I'm in the audience. Yeah, Jay Washington just put one up. It's like, it was like he headlined for like 40 minutes somewhere and just had the whole thing, you know, taped and recorded professionally and put it up. And that's what you got to do nowadays.
Yep.
We hope you're all loving the show so far. If you'd like to get more involved with us, chat with us one-on-one, and even become a card-carrying member of the Basement Lounge community, and that's not a joke, there's an actual membership card, then please consider becoming a VIP over on our Patreon. We've got three awesome tiers with lots to offer, including live hangouts, unedited episodes, and yes, an official membership card. Head on over to patreon.com/TBLpod to join today.
The Batman trailer, final Batman trailer dropped.
Did they drop a new trailer?
Yeah, I think it dropped.
Okay. I was too busy getting, I got early screening tickets.
Fuck you.
I know. You can try to get them right now. If you go to Cinemark's website, they might be all out at this point though. It's basically, it's 2 days before it comes out. It was an IMAX screening with like Q&A and shit like that.
That's so cool. We're at
the green.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm so ready to go. Let's go to YouTube here. I'm so fucking psyched for this fucking movie.
Me too.
Oh my god.
Seven layer salad, that's not Batman.
Right.
Gotcha, boo.
The hell are you supposed to be?
It's a powder keg. Riddler's the match.
If you think you can stop what's coming.
Bruce Wayne.
Less than a month.
He just looks like he's broken. That Batman, his Batman looks broken.
Oh my God. I can't wait for this fucking movie, dude. What I liked about that trailer, because like you worry almost that, like, okay, it's this close to when it comes out. Are we going to put too much in the trailer? And it's just kind of a recut of everything we've seen already with like little things added in. Maybe like scenes we've seen from a different angle or something. Like, it's not. Like, that shot of the Riddler was the most we've seen of him in any trailer. Yeah. That one shot. But it's such a quick shot that there's no other context to it. So, I always get nervous when it's this close to release date and we're still getting trailers. It's like, don't. Because Wonder Woman 84 did that.
Oh, really?
It's like, don't show me too much in the trailer because then I'm just not going to want to see the movie. Mm. Also, 84 sucked. But, you know. Oh, I'm so fucking psyched for this, man.
When Doctor Strange, what, comes out like a couple months after that?
A couple weeks after that. And then Moon Knight drops next month.
I still got to watch Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, you fucking do. The finale's tomorrow. Well, tomorrow when we're recording this. Last week's episode, because we didn't talk about it, but it was some of the best Star Wars I've ever seen in my life.
That's what I heard.
The last two episodes. Like, the last two episodes tied together the OT trilogy, the prequels, the sequels, all the side movies, the two animated series, and Jedi Fallen Order. Like, everything was in some way touched on.
So he knows what he's doing.
They know. Well, especially because the last two episodes, the first one was directed by Bryce Dallas Howard, she's done an episode of every season of The Mandalorian, and she's directed other stuff too. And this was easily the best episode she's done. And then the second one was done by Dave Filoni, who co-produces all the shows with Favreau, because he kind of runs the TV stuff for Lucasfilm, and he did all the animated shows. So, like, the episode of The Mandalorian where Ahsoka shows up, like, he did that episode because he created Ahsoka for the Clone Wars. And after these last two episodes, it's just like, just give these guys anything they want.
Because people have been shitting on it, and then, like, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, what the fuck's going on? This is amazing.
Up until the last two, it just felt like the show had no idea what it was doing. And I still don't think the show as a whole is very cohesive, but the last two episodes have been fucking incredible. So I'm really on a tightrope with how tomorrow's going to go. It's like, is the finale going to be good when everything's put together, and are we going to kind of get to the fucking point in enough time, or is it all going to feel rushed and thrown together? And I don't know. We'll see. But after the last two, they've got a high bar to live up to now.
Well, I'm on vacation at the end of the month, so I will watch that.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi and the Internals.
Oh, you haven't seen Shang-Chi yet? Yeah.
I've been meaning to. Just having a kid.
I get it, man.
Cock blocks your fucking movie watching ability.
I'll tell you about cock blocking watching a movie. Fuck the Huber Heights Cinemark Theater. I don't care if anybody. Fuck the Huber Heights Cinemark, okay? So Friday, I had tickets to go see Jackass Forever with the guys from work for weeks. I got them weeks ago. And Friday, like, the snow had stopped. All the emergencies had gone away. All the streets, for the most part, had been plowed. Everything was fine. We show up to the theater at 9 o'clock. The movie's for 9:15. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of people standing outside waiting to get in, and the doors are locked. And we can see the fucking staff sitting in there behind the concession stand just, like, staring at us. Like, no one's coming out and telling us why we can't get in. It was fucking, you know, 9 degrees outside. We're all wanting to know what the fuck's up. My app still says, like, your movie starts in 15 minutes. We're like, what the fuck? My buddy has to go to the Cinemark website, punch in the Huber Heights Theater for it to say, oh, this theater's closed due to inclement weather. They canceled all the shows after 9 o'clock and closed early. I was like, what fucking inclement weather? You've been open all fucking day.
That's very bizarre.
Yeah, and I'm fighting with Cinemark right now to get my own, because they refunded me because I bought 6 tickets, 2 of which I had to pay for. The other 4 were on my freebies that I had saved up. They refunded me the money. They haven't refunded me my freebies yet. Oh, and I'm like, fuck you guys. I couldn't go. I even got the little survey thing. How was your movie? I didn't get to fucking see it.
Ugh. Ugh.
And I'm dying to see this movie.
There's a lot of male genitalia in it.
That's what I've heard. Terry from Gem City Podcast said it's a lot of dicks. Which is, I expect nothing less.
Yeah.
He said the same thing about that Pam and Tommy series on Hulu.
Oh, seriously?
He's like, you get to meet, he said, you get to see Sebastian Stan's Winter Soldier.
Jesus. Is that a series or a movie?
It's a series. It's on Hulu. I'm going to watch it at some point. It looks pretty good. I've heard it's really well made. Because him and Lily James, I mean, like, the shit they did to make them look like Pam and Tommy is scary.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But they look like him.
They look fucking like him. And you got Seth Rogen's in it. Nick Offerman's in it.
That was like the
Dice is in it.
Oh yeah, that was like the first big sex video that ever.
It was because that was like when the advent of the internet was. Yeah. That's like part of the series is like the internet, like Google, like search engines, like you can just find shit, and that was one of the first things people found.
Biggest sex tapes I know of. That one, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton. Those are like the big like.
Those are the big three. China had one.
Yeah,
the wrestler.
But that wasn't on like online type
stuff.
Yeah,
it was. It was the same guys. It was the same guys that leaked Paris's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was called One Night in China. Because she was on
clever,
that
clever girl.
I know, because she was on that VH1 The Surreal Life show talking about it, because it was like around that same time, and she was pissed.
Oh,
she was. I mean,
was it leaked or did she?
It was leaked. It was because it was with her. With like her ex boyfriend on like a vacation, she thinks he's the one who leaked it.
Oh. I mean, so that's the fucked up thing though too. Yeah. Is like all those videos were leaked at that point. I mean, that's the shitty part.
Yeah,
it's like it wasn't like made. Like,
no,
it was like what's her face from Teen Mom released like her own.
Oh, show. That one that she played off as it was leaked, but it totally fucking wasn't leaked. When you find out that the guy in the video is a professional fucking porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like with Paris, it was the same shit. I think it was her fucking boyfriend that leaked it too. Pam and Tommy, I don't think they ever found out who leaked that one. Because that was a different age too, where like it wasn't like it was a digital video. It was on like a fucking camcorder from the 90s.
So, shaky cam.
Shaky cam. Shaky close-ups of the dick.
This is before POV glasses.
Uh-huh.
My God, porn has changed.
Those were the four that I know of.
Okay, so here's the weird thing about porn.
Yeah.
It used to be like, oh my God, like the quality used to be bad. Mm-hmm. The quality has gotten so good that you're like, this is too fake.
Yeah.
Give me some of that raw, fucking real amateur ring doorbell filmed. Like
that shit's become so fucking popular now. Like that's like the top watched stuff on all the fucking, with the exception of, so do you know who Maitland Ward is?
No idea.
So she was an actress on like, I think it was like Saved by the Bell or something like that, like back in the day. And then she had a couple of small parts here and there on like soap operas, and she was in White Chicks and stuff. She's just a fucking actress. Well, I guess in like her like late 30s or something, she had no fucking career to speak of anymore. She starts like making amateur porn videos and putting them up on fucking online and shit. Uh-huh. And they fucking are just, because she's fucking hot. So now she works for like one of the biggest porn production companies in the fucking country as a director, producer, and stars in these fucking movies.
Ah!
And it's like she's been appearing on like talk show after talk show after daytime fucking talk shows talking about this shit. This complete career fucking resurgence she's had making porn. And I'm like, you know, usually you got to go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Usually you start off doing porn and then become a serious actress.
Yeah.
She went the other way.
Jesus. That's interesting.
you've got these fucking, you know, e-thoughts on Twitch and all that who are
just, e-thoughts.
Who are just the fucking, they're the girls with the OnlyFans who go on Twitch and for 2 hours sit in a pool in a bikini and make out with their microphone.
Yeah, it's like, how's that even legal? I mean, I get why it's like,
well, like a lot of them get their channels like suspended like for months at a time, but they come back and make like $1 million in a week. And I don't know.
I guess I could put a hamster up my ass and make it.
Is that what I'm doing wrong? Like, I just need to start just fucking jerking off on camera to get followers. I mean,
I don't fucking know.
There's probably an audience for it out there somewhere. Big fat guys jerking off.
Oh, dude, if you can think of it, it's a fetish, and there's an audience.
Rule 34. If there's porn of it, or if it exists, there's porn.
If you can think of it, it's porn.
Yep.
I want to see two midgets fuck on the side of a rainbow.
Oh, I guarantee that's a thing. I promise you.
With some guy says racial slurs.
I had a buddy in college who was like, he's like, you know, I want to see porn of a walrus fucking a tree.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, And he was like, okay, fine. Well, we'll find some. So he went and found a picture of a walrus, a picture of a tree, and put a picture of a dick between them and said, there, I made you some walrus tree porn. Now it exists.
Oh, my God. I just watched a video of TikTok where it was like, this lady was like, whenever I feel down on myself, I always like remember the one time where I dressed up as Homer Simpson for Halloween and somebody had sex with me. And it, like, literally showed, like, her what she looked like. Because that's fucking funny.
That's fantastic. Dude, people will fuck dudes dressed like SpongeBob on Halloween,
it's
man.
So weird, man.
We always want you guys to be a part of the show, so join in on the conversation. All you got to do is head over to our website, www.tblpod.net, and you can click on the blue microphone and leave us a voice message, which we'll respond to on the air. You can also use our website to access our official Discord server and chat with us and all kinds of other listeners just like you at any time you want. Once again, head on over to our website, www.tblpod.net.
It'd be really funny if, like, anal, like, if you, to have anal, you just had to fart really hard beforehand. Like, hold on, let me warm up my asshole.
Let me go spend a few minutes on the toilet, you know, clear the pipes.
Yeah.
This weekend. It's the weekend.
Super Bowl, dude.
It's the weekend. You stoked?
You say stoked?
I was going to say stoked and psyched at the same time.
Yeah.
It came out stoked.
I was like, what the hell? That sounds like.
Are you stoked?
I was like, that sounds like a lesbian hate speech. I'm super fucking pumped. Yeah. like, I don't know if I want to go to a party or not.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to stay at home and watch it with my son.
I get it.
I have them winning by 10. Bengals win by 10.
I remember you saying that. Stick with it, man.
Joe Burrow's, the Bengals are the truth.
guy at work's all pissed off because I'm leaving. He can't take the day off to go stay home and watch Super Bowl.
Well, you're just the fucking dick.
Because he was getting so salty because nobody will cover for him.
I mean, I can't blame nobody for
no. I was like, dude, they want to stay at home and fucking watch it too. I told him, I was like, get all your shit done, turn on the TV in the fucking room, and just watch it at work and get paid to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you can't get drunk, but you can tell people you got paid to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, they paid $5,000 a ticket.
Ah, Jesus. What was it? I was going to go with that. So, like, Dayton Public's closing all their schools the day after.
Yeah.
My wife works in Miamisburg. They're closed the next day. Apparently, somebody hacked the superintendent's email at Kettering and sent an email saying they're all closed.
Oh, no shit.
But they're not.
Oh. I saw DeWine declared Sunday to be Cincinnati Bengals Day.
Yeah. Who day?
Who day?
It means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It means a lot. I mean, it means a lot to me. I mean, I know a bunch of people it means a lot.
Every team means a lot to somebody. That's why they're a team.
I think it means more to Bengals fans, partially because of the fact it's the first time in 30 something years.
Sure.
So it's just like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't. It's still like,
I'm not a Bengals fan, and I get it.
Like, it still blows my mind that we're there.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? All right.
We were talking about that yesterday at work. Just like, it just feels weird to say, like, the Bengals are in the Super Bowl and might win.
They won a bunch of Madden had them winning. The video game had them winning. Yeah. I saw Penguin pick the Bengals. Literally picked the Bengals. I don't. It's very odd. It's so surreal.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I just can't wait for Sunday. I'm so glad I'm off that day.
Because my last day at work at the job is Friday, and I'm off for a week before the new one. And, like, my uncle, like, no matter who's playing, always has a huge Super Bowl party. Like, I'm so fucking stoked.
It's like I can go to a party. Obviously, my family's invited, but the thing is, we can't stay there the entire time because of our kid.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just want to stay home and watch and hold him.
Yeah.
It'd just be really kind of... That's one thing I meant. That's one thing that sucked about the AFC Championship when they won. It was like I was at work watching it, and I couldn't hold my kid while watching it. That's what I really wanted to do. That's the little, God damn, why am I becoming a human being?
It's a side of Mike Wells we never thought we'd ever get to see.
Well, what's weird is like, so like, I don't know if we discussed this last week. No, we probably didn't. We might have. Did I, like,
all we talked about was the Bengals last week. So,
like, on last Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday, my son had just congestion. I was like, oh my God, like, he's got the Spanish flu. That's what I thought in my head. I was like, oh my God. Like, and I took the day off to take care of him. Like, I'm like, what person am I? Like, it was just the sniffles.
Yeah.
But that's who I don't know.
Well, and you and your dad had a strained relationship.
Oh yeah, I hate my father.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's probably something to do with it.
Yeah, probably. I probably need to go see. I mean, I have seen a therapist. Yeah. It's weird though when people is like, "Oh, you can't make fun of your dad," or like, "Why would you say that about handicap?" Well, my dad was in a wheelchair, you fucking prick, and he's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
I've always said like, if my dad, God, like, I don't really believe in God, but he was put in a wheelchair because if he wasn't, he'd be Hitler. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. Take away his abilities.
Yeah, it's the way to how to keep that kind of a shit bag down. Yeah,
fucking balance the force.
Yeah, like, I never did a lot of jokes about my dad. I mean, he and I had a weird relationship for a while. He basically was straight up. He's like, I don't want to be in your routine ever. Like he was. So I just never really did. I had some that I wanted to do, just kind of never. Did them because after a while I just moved. But one of the ones I used to have written in the back of my head was like, I wish my dad was like an alcoholic or a drug addict because then at least he'd have a reason for being such an asshole.
I used to write jokes when I was like 12.
Yeah.
And my dad like found them and made me throw them away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I never forgave him for that. He was like, this is bullshit. And I was like,
oof.
I got jokes about my dad is like, they say follow your father's footsteps. My dad's in a wheelchair, roll around in tire tracks. People are like, why you make fun of people? I'm like, that's my dad. Like,
the dad's in a wheelchair. Yeah,
like, my mom told me my dad's the devil. So whenever I want to get his advice, I play records backwards.
I like that one.
It's not great advice. It says to vote Trump 2024. Like, I never tell that joke on stage ever because nobody, like, I don't think gets that joke.
Playing the records backwards thing. Yeah. It's such a thing of the past.
Yeah.
If you had an older crowd, maybe.
Yeah. And the stuff about my, whenever I introduced myself to my father-in-law for the first time, I said, hey, I'm Mike. I'm an alcoholic. I wanted us to have something in common. Like that, her dad died of alcoholism.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's a lot of my jokes are partially true.
That's what makes them so fucking like funny though, is because there's an authenticity to it. You can always tell when a comic's got doing a joke. It's not based in reality.
Yeah.
When it's just something, not that it's not funny, but you can always tell.
Well, did I tell you what happened? I'm reading Green Eggs and Ham to my kid.
Not how I thought this was going to go, but right. Go ahead. All right.
I'm reading Green Eggs and Ham to my son, and I realized, I was like, holy shit, this entire book's about no means no. Think about
Walk it. Me through this.
You don't get it?
I haven't read Green Eggs and Ham.
Keeps on asking him to eat green eggs and ham, and he keeps on going, no, I wouldn't eat them with a box, wouldn't eat them in a house, wouldn't eat them with a mouse.
Oh, shit. Holy shit.
I literally turned to my wife as I'm reading this to my kid. I'm like, this book's about the phrase no means no. And she's like, oh my God, you're right. So I'm trying to do like a joke about it. Like, it's like the whole thing, the very beginning is like, yeah, the book's about no means no. And like 50%, half of you right now are going, oh my God, you're right. The other half of you are going, I have no idea what you're talking about. And those are the people you want to stay away from.
Exactly. They don't get it.
I'm not saying like Dr. Seuss is a sexual predator. What I'm saying is he kind of writes like one. Like Green Eggs and Ham, of all the things you chose from, you chose something that was a cock and balls with an STD. That book is 45 pages of Sam I Am going, hey, eat my green eggs and ham. Eat my green eggs and ham. Eat my green eggs and ham. Until finally the person just gives up and eats them. So like any frat party in the United States. And finds that
he really likes them. Yeah. If you just try it, you'll like it.
Just try it.
If you just let me touch, put it in your butthole.
I was going to say that on stage Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That entire joke. But like they were so like, it was so new. That was like, I didn't want to do like, I needed to get the fucking, not Friday, but on Sunday. I was going to tell that joke on Sunday, but like I wanted to like not try a new joke because everybody was just so like. Not doing well. I was like, I got to get the crowd going. I was literally reading it. I'm like, God damn. Like, this book is literally about the phrase no means no. You sick son of a bitch.
See, now we, this should be our new, every week I want you to come back with a new children's book and tell us what the deeper meaning of it is.
Dude, I don't, Cat in the Hat's about kids that talk to a crackhead. I don't fucking, the bad parenting skills. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. About fish. I don't fucking know.